Yeah, man. So y'all come on into the room. Come on into the room. We need some feedback, man, to make this thing pop off. Mr. Box says, I believe that they are racist coons and we as blacks must stand together no matter what. Absolutely. That's called being on code, Mr. Toolbox. That is called being codified. Every other culture and group gets it. We're the only ones that don't understand what a code of conduct is. We feel like we have to put on the cape and cape for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why we got a cape for everybody else, but listen, what we got to do, man, we got to just accept reality. Now, I want to go back to real quick about what's going on with this whole COVID thing. Like, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, listen, they think that it's normal and they think, oh, they can't wait to get back to normal. They can't wait to get back to how things work. Listen, man. Bro, this is the norm. You have race soldiers. You have vigilante people, groups getting together and basically forming posses again. Posses and coming in and literally modern day lynching people. Like our brother in Georgia. What's his name? What's the brother's name? Ahmaud Marbury. You know, come on, man. And all we got is super soft leadership groups coming together talking about no justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Man, listen, man. We got to get off of that. That no justice, no peace. That ain't going to solve it, bro. That protesting is not going to solve it, bro. It's not going to solve it, bro. We got to get back to handling things like real men. Black men. You see, did anybody see what happened to, what's the guy, Cliven Bundy, his folks out there in the, out in Wyoming, the Bundys who had the federal government, had the whole federal government, was standing, did a standoff with the federal government with guns. I think it was back in like 2008 about his animals was feeding on federal government land and the federal government told him he had to move off the land where he thought was sovereignly. That was his land, and he was willing to fight and die for it. He was willing to fight and die for that land. See what I'm saying? That's called being on code. So don't act like we the only ones that get attacked. They attack white folks as well. But listen, we got to get off of division. We got to get off the division. Mr. Toolbox, Miss Yana Easton said, great, that was great, great, great information you gave then, bro. She said that was great information. Yes, Mr. Gaines, thanks for the good point. Good point. Listen, that's all I'm here, man, to make you think, man. You know, I know a lot of folks come onto this post and they think that it's all about us debating and going back and forth with each other. No, what we got to do, we got to come up with creative structural strategies for our communities. And we got to stop thinking that white folks is going to give us what Black folks need. The same way, we can't expect Biden to go out and fight against Trump for us because Biden and Trump are one of the same. They are one of the same. So I'm not saying don't vote. I'm just saying if you're going to vote, go into this thing with some type of political knowledge and some type of political intelligence or intellect and start studying what Congress is and start studying what legislation is. And how big of a part of your life depends on legislative actions. And legislative actions are created and developed through economic means. You gotta have, in order to get these politicians to listen to you, you gotta have resources. You have to have funds. So that is why I'm back to what I said, and I've been saying it all year. Ask for tangibles. If you cannot get tangibles for your vote, and they go to talking about, oh, okay, well, let's just create some more laws. We're going to pass some more laws. Listen, walk away. If they go to talking about passing laws to address reparations and to address poverty in the underserved communities, walk away. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. We're moving on. Okay, Mr. Box says, thanks for joining us, Mr. Walker. We thanks for joining us with Urban Matters Matter Live Chat today. Y'all can look us up at hashtag Urban Matters Matter. Also, you can find us at Instagram at Urban Matters Matter. Also, you can reach us at YouTube, Urban Matters Matter. You know why? Because we deal with the facts, and that's why it's a factual thing that we're going to deal with Urban Matters. So, yes, let's go back to some more of our comments. Mr. Box, I believe they are. Okay, we got that one in. Mr. Gang says, all wars are funded by the elite. It's absolutely. And that's why the name of this is the Anti-Black Warfare. So we got to understand that. And also, y'all, at the end of this video, I'm going to give y'all a couple of tips about surviving this COVID law, basically COVID slash martial law episode we're going through right now. And so they call it a pandemic, but I think it's an epidemic. So moving on. I digress. Okay. Mr. Stan Man Bond says the nationalism, the Black Panther Party posted up on the courtyard steps today. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it's going to take. That is what it's going to take. That is what it's going to take. Yes. Mr. Box says lack of knowledge has always been a big problem for blacks. We got to stop following and start leading our own people. Absolutely, Mr. Box. Absolutely, man. Y'all keep it coming, man. That's what I say. This platform is not my platform. Some of our followers, they're out here thinking that this platform is for Juice, Dr. Juice. It's not for Dr. Juice, man. This is not for me, man. This is for us, and I'm going to continue to fight regardless if you think I have some type of alternative motives for what I'm doing with this platform. I've done the grassroots politics thing with local governments. I had a black chamber that I started for industrializing the black community to get in, and I brought in the Bill and Melinda Gates society, not knowing about some of Bill Gates overseeing and gatekeeping. But he was offering, coming in and gave us some coding programs and sent down a few representatives from Microsoft out of Orlando. You can do the research on this. Also, we've been very active in the communities, me and a couple of the brothers of the local Masonic Lodge. We also were getting out and giving dinners and lunches out on Thanksgiving and during the holidays to underserved, underprivileged families. So, I mean, just because you're Johnny come lately and you're trying to get, you know, open-minded, you got to keep this in mind, man. We are the same people fighting the same fight. So understand that, okay? And I know a lot of people want me to just, oh, okay, Juice, well, what you doing? This and that. Listen, I've done it. We have too many bourgeois gatekeepers that are overseeing some of the allocations where the funds and whatnot go into certain communities. We have a bunch of do-nothing Negro leaders that are gatekeepers, and they're basically trying to, analysis on who they're going to allow to be able to get appropriated resources. So I don't need those types of allocations. My thing is we can build this thing ourselves. We put over $800 billion in the economic structure of America, black people. You have the money to become a political power. You don't need a Democratic Party or a Republican Party to prop you up to get tangibles within this system of white supremacy, which is the Constitution. There's two constitutions. You better look it up. And also, you better go back and you better study the Dred Scott decision. Going back and study the Dred Scott decision, and you can see why a lot of these laws that they're putting in place are to keep you in bondage. Go and study this. There was 12 amendments. They made 13, 14, and 15th after the so-called alleged abolishment of slavery. The proclamation. So go do your research And you'll see why you still basically, under the Supreme Court law, you still are considered 3/5 of a human. In other words, property. This is why American race soldiers and policemen don't. So that's why they don't respect you, because you're not even considered a human. You're fighting for civil rights and you don't even have human rights. I digress. Moving on. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Wash. Thanks for joining us, Ms. Harris. Thanks for joining us, Ms. Forshi. Yes, Ms. Harris, I was just filling in some folks on that Georgia shooting. We're going to talk about that, y'all. We're going to talk about the brother Ahmaud Marbury, who got basically lynched in broad daylight. He got lynched in broad daylight, bro, with immunity. I mean, they're literally now, this happened about a month and a half ago, and we're just now hearing about it in the media. So that ought to let you know right there, there is a conspiracy against it. So yes, okay, we're moving on. Mr. Johnson says, now you notice followers, most of the middle age or older, you can't get the younger crowd to do understand the wisdom. We need more of them as well to make it happen. Absolutely, Mr. Johnson, but I'm gonna tell you this, Mr. Johnson, a lot of them, they'll literally sit down and listen to you faster than the older folks will, because they're hurting, man. They're hurting. Our young folks are hurting. That's why I do this too, man. Like I say, if we don't get on here with all us old Negroes and you still around here sitting up here trying to debate, you trying to debate with another a black man, and you even if you're a black woman, and you sitting up here debating with me about the information that I'm giving you, and I'm doing this for us. I'm not doing this for me. I'm not doing this to try to discourage anyone. I'm doing this, man, because it needs to be done. Some of this political garbage out here, man, this all this jibber-jabber that Joe Biden comes out with and Obama and Obama's legacy. That's why nobody respects him and Michelle, man, because you had 8 years, bro, to really make it pop off, man, and you didn't make it pop off, Obama, and nobody respects you right now, man. Only people respect you is people that need a savior. I don't need a savior, man. I'm done with the savior syndrome. Yeah. So, Mr. Grant, thanks for joining us. So, absolutely, Mr. Johnson, said Johnson. Definitely, man. Some of them are listening, bro. But they distracted, bro. They distracted by the 5G, bro. They distracted by that artificial intelligence bug that they put inside the young folks' brain, man, from birth, bro. They hypnotized right now, bro. We got to shut off all these machines for a minute. And, bro, you know, this like, you know, what's that movie? The Terminator, man. Terminator. We got to go destroy what they call it. What was the name of the big software plant? We got to destroy that, man. We got to destroy that. Moving on. Mr. Grant, thanks for joining us. Mr. Gaines. Mr. Gaines says redlining instituted with segregation. Exactly. Everybody here know what redlining is, right? The family know what redlining is. Okay. Redlining is where they make laws to go around you and they don't apply to you. So sometimes when there's resources being handed out by the local governments and the county and state governments, they draw little lines around your community so that you don't receive any of the appropriated funds. Thanks for that, Mr. Gaines. We appreciate that. Yeah, and that's what instituted segregation. Correct. Yep. That's basically segregation, symbolic segregation. Thanks, Mr. Gaines. Mr. Black says, blacks totally forget we are chosen people. They have tried everything to tear us down and they can't figure out how we're still standing. Absolutely, Mr. Box. But some of us still want to take that little bit of power we got left and just hand it over to the dominant society. And just don't ask for nothing tangible for your vote. We going out here, and I got some people talking about they voting because they trying to get Trump out of office. That's no reason to vote. You vote for tangibles. You vote for resources. You vote because you want your next 2-3 generations to stop being slaughtered by race soldiers and police in America. That's why you want to vote. You want to vote so that your kids get the best education and stop getting hand-me-down books and whatnot. You want the top of the food chain education for your child. Stop letting people educate your children for one thing. You should be self-educating your kids as well. And see, that's what this whole corona thing is about. You're going to be, the creator going to force your behind to make your kids study and study with your kids and take responsibility for your kids. Family, that's what's going on. That's what's going on, man. I'm tired of playing, man. I'm tired of playing. I don't have time to keep holding people's hand, man. We finna do this thing, and either you with us or you against us. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. We don't need no choice. We gotta pick which slave master we want. Them days is over, man. That trick bag is over. I'm telling you. I'm gonna bring it, man. I'm gonna bring all this information, what we need to bring, to create a nation, man. We wanna build a nation. You got some jokers around here just wanna build a little corner, a little neighborhood, or they wanna build where they can pick and choose who succeeds out of the black culture. Everybody should be winning. Everybody should be succeeding. That's how I feel about it. Yes, moving on. Mr. Man Bond says, Ahmaud was hunted down. Exactly, bro. Bro, look at what happened with the young man that got killed in Georgia. Our brother, Ahmaud Marbury. And Standing Man Bonds, I want you to send me some more information from the local newspapers up there. Or send me who your local newspapers are, and I can research some of this article. Bro, we should be mad right there, bro. You know, we should be mad right there, man. Listen, I got to say this. We should be mad. We should be straight up mad that they done withheld this information from the public. That right there alone, that can cause a race war right there alone. The police department held the information. They haven't been investigating the information for one thing because they're going to hand it over to a grand jury. They're going to hand it over to a grand jury. Family, do you know what a grand jury is? A grand jury is a jury of people that are anonymous. So some of them can be possibly clicked in with the white supremacist groups there in Georgia because you won't be able to reveal their names. And they can literally get these gentlemen. I won't even call them gentlemen. My bad, family. My bad on that. Started by letting gentlemen come out my mouth. Ain't no gentleman going to hunt somebody down like that, like our brother Man the Bond say. The man was hunted down. The man was hunted down, y'all, like a animal. I just got finished telling the one brother you considered property. You considered an animal. That's what they considered you as back in the 1700s. And then the 1800s, Dred Scott came and tried to fight for his freedom. And that law right now is still on the books where the Congress overturned that law. Thanks for joining us today, Ms. Tubbs. Mr. Stewart, thanks for joining us. Ms. Mobley, thanks for joining us. Ms. Robin, thanks for joining us. Yes, that book, that is still on the books right now. The Dred Scott versus Okay, so yes, thanks for joining us today, Mr. Stewart. Yeah, we're talking about this anti-black warfare tactics. And did anybody hear about the one sister in New York? I think I posted her video. They were coming from their funeral. They had just buried one of their loved ones. And so they were coming from a funeral and they were targeted by some race soldiers. The race soldiers pull up, start asking them for their IDs, start, you know, harassing them about the whole corona issue. And so one of the brothers, he pulls out a phone. The next thing you know, all the guys pull out a phone. And so the one sister, I guess she was very, very emotionally distraught, you know, going through corona, going through whatever. And then had to, you know, you're trying to bury one of your loved ones. And now you're being targeted and you're being harassed by policemen. So the sisters, they tried to apprehend the people and take them to jail because a lot of these, Mayor Bill de Blasio up in New York. Man, listen, bro. Don't let that fool you because this man has a black wife. That means nothing in the system of white supremacy. I'm just trying to, actually, that's one of the parts that's one of the dynamics that makes white supremacy so powerful. It can infiltrate into basically families. It can that was the whole thing of the whole, you know, pilgrims coming in Plymouth Rock and basically interbreeding with the indigenous people of the land, the indigenous blacks and the Indians. And they basically, through coming in and what they didn't kill, they married into. And that's how a lot of the wealth of America was attained by foreign immigrants here in America. So, thanks, Mr. Okay, that was just a quick history lesson. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Bass. Playing Cox. All right. Mr. Johnson says, I disagree with that one. The young man was a prey that the young man being driving around the location many times in the past. So he's looking like a target. And when they saying that they can make a move on him, they did picture him. Okay. It was the young man. Hold on. We got a long one. Okay. And they're saying that they can make a move on him. They did how the picture we was in the young man's shoes. First thing we would have to do is run up and either have got shot or stabbed or two piece of jitterbug. Okay, with the Johnson going in on this one, boy. Yeah, so he's saying, and then they would pull out a gun and shot. Correct. Now, say, for instance, he was in the hood. These white supremacists ran up on one of these real hardcore brothers. One of these boys from the hood that be packing. And so basically what Mr. Johnson is saying that they targeted him because they noticed that the young man would always jog by himself. So that's what white supremacists do. They take on soft targets. A soft target family is basically in the system of white supremacy. A soft target is somebody who is not paying attention, or somebody who is not dressed appropriately. I got on flip flops and skinny jeans. Somebody who soft target is a woman or a child. That's what white supremacists go at because they're weak. And they can't take on a real brother or somebody who's aware of their tactics and aware of their war strategies. So basically that is what a soft target, what Mr. Johnson was just explaining about. Stop making yourself out a soft target, family. Don't go anywhere by yourself during this whole Corona COVID lockdown thing. Because they are praying the same way they prayed on people during Hurricane Katrina. Y'all remember that. A lot of our family members wind up missing and are still missing. And they found a lot of people murdered during the storm. They're not talking about that. And they never reveal that as far as the media covering that. Thanks for joining us, Miss Iris. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Truckin. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, we're talking about here at Urban Matters Matter Live Chat today, the anti-black warfare. And like I say, family, this is a disclaimer that this chat is for informational purposes. And we're just trying to get everybody to become fact checkers. If I post some information that may not coincide with your opinions, I always challenge you to go back and research the information. And if I'm wrong, please don't hesitate to come and fact check me, because that's what we are here for. We are here to inform one another. We are here to help one another build. We are here to encourage one another. If you come on this platform making excuses for black empowerment and you come on here making excuses for black progress, we will light your ass on fire. That is just one of the rules of this live chat. And we work with black folks. We don't judge one another. We don't put one another down. We build one another up. And so if we have a disagreement about some political issues or some political views, or whether it may be some social issues or some social views, that does not give us the green light to shit on each other. Okay? So get that emotional, you know, outrage out of your system. That's a slave mind. That's your inner slave making you hate the information, what I'm saying, when and the information is meant to help you become informed. And we can't remain to be ignorant anymore. So we're coming at you real quick, family, today. Like I said, I posted some articles here for you guys to check out. And we basically posted some articles about Trump. And I also posted an article from the Griot, even though I despise the Griot, because the Griot is all about... basically, I'll get on the Griot another time, y'all. I'll let y'all know about them. Also, I posted another quick link from my homeboy, Tariq Nasheed. He has a lot of great information on his site. So this is Urban Matters Matter Live Chat. Remember, you can find us at Urban Matters Live Chat YouTube. But like I said, y'all, real quick, I want to give y'all some information, a couple of tips. But let me say something real quick, you know, about I was talking about the New York people being targeted, you know, with these COVID laws. And we got to stop playing, family. We got to stop playing. We got to stop playing like we don't understand what's really happening right now with this COVID thing, with the whole Mr. Man Bonds. I'm going to get right back to you. We act like we don't understand what's going on with these laws. Like up in Georgia, the Democrats came out in February with a anti-lynching law, and they were just patting themselves on the back. They were just doing jumping jacks when they passed this law. Like, you know, oh, look, black people, y'all need to come vote for us. We passed the anti-targeting law against for blacks, and, you know, if blacks are being targeted. Family, that young man was lynched in Georgia. That was a modern day lynching. And we don't hear anybody coming out. Joe Biden tried to come out and give some lip service to it, but that's all they're going to do, man. They're just going to give it some lip service and they're going to keep it moving. And then we're going to jump. We're going to be like, oh, yeah, man. Joe came out, man. Joe looking out for us, man. Joe is not looking out for you. Joe is not looking out for you. Joe is trying to get elected. Tell Joe to do something about it before he get elected. He can get, Joe has so much power right now in Congress. Joe can get everybody, even Republicans, to agree on, even with the police, when they target black people and kill people unjustly, and when they get impunity for literally murdering and massacring. Some of these shootings from police shootings are just massacres, shooting in the back, all kind of foolishness. And you never hear anybody come out, the Democrats, anybody, Joe Biden, the Republicans, damn sure ain't coming out. They gonna basically send money to the killer to help him get out of jail quick. And that's what's going on up in Georgia, y'all. Don't y'all realize they're trying to get a grand jury. A grand jury is just where they're going to give the politicians a pass to not be accountable for what happened to this young man being slaughtered in Georgia. And that's what's going on. That's what's going on. That young man was slaughtered in Georgia, y'all. That was a lynching. Nobody has to spell it out, family. What y'all want to see somebody hanging from trees and that's what y'all think a lynching is? Lynching is a unlawful killing. A lynching is where somebody took vigilante justice into their own hands, hunted somebody down, and killed an innocent black man. See, if the black man was breaking in their house and killed them, see, that's not a win-win for white supremacy. No, they got to kill somebody innocent and then get away with it. That's how white supremacy works. Okay? So you got to get your head together. You got to stop playing. And did anybody hear about the one congressman in, I think it was Chicago? He had on his mask and everything. He was at the store, so the police came up to him and said, hey, man, you look suspicious. He got a mask on now, but he looks suspicious. So the man was like, hey, man, I'm a congressman. We just passed a law that make people put these masks on. And you breaking the law by not enforcing this law. I got my mask on. But see, what we got to understand, family, no matter walk of life you're from, no matter your education level, no matter your financials, These people are going to target you because you were born the wrong color. Okay, you were born the wrong color. Thanks, Ms. Young, for joining us. Ms. Young says, where are the gang members to get justice? All right, where the gang members? Where are the cats with the AKs and with the banana clips? Where y'all at, family? Where y'all at? Y'all want to get out there and talk about no justice, no peace, and you got clips on clips. You got 100-round drums, but you around here talking about no justice, no peace. What? Please, man. Please. Yes, black power is so powerful. Yes, Mr. Barnes, thanks for that. Thanks for that. We just getting the information out here for the family. You can get mad at me. Listen, I'm going to keep bringing this hot fire. I'm going to keep bringing this hot knowledge. You don't want to go down the history road. We going to make this thing come together no matter what. But like I said, man, they targeting people in New York. Also, the other doctor was down here in Florida, I think. And he was a doctor, and he had his mask on. He's going to go out and help COVID patients and help people in the community. And they arrested the brother for going to help people. So like I say, man, it don't matter what your walk of life is. It doesn't matter what your career is. It doesn't matter what your job is. Listen, bro, you are under attack. There has been a war that has been waged against you if you are brown. And that's just the facts of the matter. And until you stand up and until you say, hey, let's do something, let's stick together and stop fighting against each other. Stop fighting against each other because we don't want to vote for the same people. Stop fighting against each other because, you came out of 4-year historic black college. Doesn't matter. Bring that education back to the community and invest that into your communities where you were raised. Stop turning your backs on the grounds and the lands that you were raised on, family. Come and build up your own communities. Every other culture gets that. Latinos get it. Jews get it. Asians get it. Arabs get it. They build a whole Chinatown. They build a whole Koreatown. They build a whole little Italy. They build a whole little Havana. They build, everybody gets it except us. When are we going to build a foundational black town? When that's going to happen? Come on, y'all. Listen, man, I'm here for y'all, man. Whatever y'all want to do, let's do it. We're going to have little trolls popping up on this site, man. But listen, I have right now 4 different platforms where we can make our voices heard. This platform is for you, family. This platform is not for me. And I'm going to go over real quick a few tips to survive the COVID. Remember this, family. You got to be warfare ready. Always battle ready. When you walk out your door, you are across enemy lines. Always remember that. Okay. Number one tip. Don't go anywhere alone. Always be aware that when you're alone, you're considered a soft target. And you are applicable to being ambushed. So when you're a soft target, you make yourself a soft target. People out there right now with what's going on, this is basically warfare we're under right now. You have, and it's going on around the whole entire world. Okay, number two, make sure you wear gear that allows you to defend yourself. Like, don't be out here with flip-flops and skinny jeans on, y'all. If you're going to go somewhere, put on some Timberland boots. Ladies, put on some little Timberlands. Put on something to where if you have to run or you maybe have to jump across some fences or something, you have on the proper footwear, you have on the proper jeans or whatever. I mean, you can come back to the house and be cute. But remember that. Always wear proper attire that can help you be prepared to defend yourself. Okay, number three, do not argue with race soldiers and do not argue with law enforcement because they're waiting for you to basically pop off. They're stressed out just like you are, family. And so they were already playing fair before this whole COVID thing started going down. So just keep that in mind. These folks are not playing fair. They are literally bought and paid for. They're state sanctioned, and they can basically get away with murder with impunity. So just keep that in mind. Also, family, number four, organize with your family just in case you get hurt or you get caught out here or you get unfairly targeted and you wind up going to jail or even die. Make sure you've designated somebody to look out for your kids just in case something happens to you. So just keep that in mind. And number five, okay, please stop wasting your time with deadbeat Negroes and coons and hood rats. Stop wasting your time trying to get this message to them. It's a waste of energy. They're gonna defend the honor of their oppressor. That's called self-hatred. Do not try to get them to understand this message about voting for something tangible, voting with demands. If they want to just keep giving away their vote because they feel like they have the right, or they feel like, oh, I did it because my tradition, my grandma did it, or I'm just scared of Trump. I'm scared of Trump. I can't let Trump get back in office. Even though I'm gonna let Biden get in there and take the same laws what Trump already got in place, and I'm gonna have him reside as the president over those laws. It's impossible for Biden to get in there and start making a difference with all the foolery that Trump done set off in the White House. I mean, Trump is a straight dickhead. We know that. Okay, so moving on. I digress. Okay, don't remember that. Number five. Do not stop wasting time trying to convert or get these people to listen to something positive or something different. They have said it. They have a slave mind. Their inner slave will not allow them to think outside of the box or outside of this circle. This is a circle. Remember, family, some of those people, their circumference of knowledge is in this circle. Remember that. Anything on the outside of this circle, they don't understand. They don't want to understand. So stop wasting your energy. Stop wasting your energy. Okay, number six. Remember, spread out. When you out here, stop gathering in crowds, family, because that's how white supremacists target people. They like getting a bunch of people at the same time. So that's just a strategy of theirs. So if you spread out and not make yourself such an easy target, if you have to go out or if you're in a wedding or some type of funeral or something for your family, or just being in the grocery store too long, you know, or hanging out at the nail shop or wherever, you know, our ethnic arousal takes us as black people here in America. Just don't remain in a group too much. You want to spread out. Okay, number seven. Okay. Number seven is you get into a situation where you're being targeted or you get in an altercation with, you know, white supremacists or people that's targeting you, even with black people. You got some black people are just stupid and just hell-bent on self-hatred. Everybody stop trying to film. Come on. We got guys with skinny jeans on filming, and it seems like the woman is the only one fight back. Like the one sister from New York. She fought the police back herself because that girl just was tired. She was tired of being targeted. She was tired of being, you know, people basically targeting her because of her ethnicity. And that's a shame, man, when the doggone sisters got to fight back, and the dudes, they the scary ones. They around making excuses. They sitting around making excuses, man. I can't stand a super soft, moist dude. I can't stand it, bro. Don't come around me, bro, with that. Trying to be soft and talking like you so much intellectual than everybody, and you know nothing. You know nothing. That's why I don't debate with a lot of folks, because I only debate with my equals. All others I teach. So we moving on, man. And number eight, man. Fight your own battle. Fight your own battle. Stop waiting on a society of the same people that you're trying to get away from. You're going to run to the other plantation and you think the one master going to save you from the master you just ran away from. Fight your own battle. Fight your own battle. That's how you win. Fight your own battle. Stop expecting, even when it comes to your political battle, when it comes to your economic battles, when it comes to your social battles, stop thinking somebody who cares nothing for you, looks nothing like you, is going to save you. Stop raising your kids to be dependent on their oppressors. Vote with a demand, and people will start taking you serious. They don't take us serious because we have too many people laying down, taking it. You take whatever they give you. You take whatever politician they give you. You take whatever governor they give you. Don't even understand the power is in the states, in the government. That's where the power is. You worried about Trump, and you still in your state still got state sanctioned oppressors that's over you, overseeing you. Your vote, your individual popular vote does not decide who the president is. They have a wicked, crooked, corrupted system called the electoral system that selects the president. So like I said, it is what it is. Accept us. Yes, thanks, Ms. Young. I'm not ignoring you. No matter what. Yes. Yes. Go live. Yes. 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 I hate to eat more news, Mr. Johnson. Come on. Oh, look, man. Look. Well, what we got to do, man. Look what we got to do. We got to start kicking some ass. And taking names later. I'm out, man. Love y'all, family. This Urban Matters Matter live chat. Our show today was about anti-black warfare. You're under attack, man. You just don't want to admit it. I swear, man. And all Lee Merritt coming to take over that case in Georgia, stand the man bonds. Y'all run Lee Merritt out of Georgia. Every time that man show up, they get to praying and talking about protesting and no justice and no peace, and no justice or no peace come. Shit start back just like it did the same way. Man, do not let Lee Merritt and Benjamin Crump come up there and stop that woman for fighting for justice for her son, man. Do not let them guys come up there. It's going to be a lot of negotiating. It's going to be a lot of niggersplaining and nothing's going to get done about it. The guys are going to walk free and they already got the trial put off for a whole nother month, man. Y'all don't let that happen, Mr. Man Bond. Don't let Lee Merritt and Benjamin Crump come up there and finesse the game and make a deal with the police union and walk out the door with the money. Yeah, we got to stop sacrificing our kids for a couple of dollars, family. We got to stop sacrificing our kids for dollars. We got to start standing up regardless of what the price is. If the price is death, we got to stand up for them. Yeah, ain't no play in GA. Correct. That's what I'm saying, Mr. Man Bond. Hey, I love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. We're going to come back at y'all. We're going to try to get back at you for the weekend out. Love your Urban Matters live chat. Make sure you come in. Like I said, man, we looking for feedback on this program. Mr. Johnson, you come on the program. I'm more than happy, bro, to let you explain what you don't understand. So just come on and make the family understand. And we're here to listen, man. We're here to listen, bro. This is not the time for battling against each other, bro. One love. Yeah. Crump up there, man. Crump in with the guy Lee Merritt with the dreads. Be having a little dread, a little twist. He coming out trying to talk all smooth, man. Listen, man. Y'all don't let that man come up there, man. The man got Botham John case all botched up. He the one messed up the case for Botham John. Told the brother to go out there and ask Amber Geiger for forgiveness. For what? Man, don't get me started about that, man. I love y'all, man. I'm out. Peace. Love. Coast.
Family.